The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varus Health Partners.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How you doing out there? My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. 9 to 11 a.m. weekdays here on the station. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. And this morning, I have Varus Health Partners in the building, Pam and Keith Giles. How you guys doing? Great to see you. How you been?
Great.
Good.
All right.
Getting ready for 4th of July, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love Independence Day. Amen. I love the heat of the summer, and here we are, and it's going to be a great fireworks extravaganza on July 4th. 98.7 Cat Country is going to have a simulcast, and there's going to be two different shows, one on the beach and then one in our regular spot. So it's going to be an amazing event starting around 9 p.m. that night. So, but leading up to that, let's talk healthcare. Varus Health Partners, what's going on? You brought a guest. I know you guys always bring great guests, and you've got a doctor with us this morning. Who you got?
Yeah. So last week we had Alicia, right? I said that right, mm-hmm. her name, from Bindu Institute, mm-hmm. and she talked about body, mind, emotions, and spirit, and how they contribute to a good mental state. Well, you know that Varus is all about health, and one of the people that we brought in today, his name's Adam Smith. He's opening up one of the things I totally believe in 100% for a number of reasons. And but before I turn it over to Adam so he can tell you about his direct primary care practice, Milton, you can clap your hands. You got one now, a real nice one. So, how many out there in Radio Land, in Pensacola, and all over the place can sit down with their doctor for more than 10 minutes? Mm. That's rare.
Right.
Unfortunately, the model that we set up for them is that's what they have to do. I mean, Adam, I've done some research on this, and a lot of primary care doctors have a panel of like 1,500 to 2,500 people that they see. Mm-hmm. Is that about right?
That's about right.
Yeah. So they really, you know, I get mad when you get in there and you're in there for 10 minutes and they say, okay, just keep taking the medicines. But it's kind of the system that we have put in place. Well, direct primary care solves that, and that's what we're going to talk about. So, Adam, if you can share how you got into business, why you got into business, and talk about some DPC.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, so I started out early on. I was a land surveyor for about 15 years and had an idea of what I thought healthcare was. And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to give this healthcare thing a try. So about 12 years ago, I started out as a nurse practitioner, and I quickly found out that healthcare that is out there today is not what I thought healthcare was supposed to be. I had in my mind that I was going to be a small town nurse practitioner, probably paired up with a small town doctor, and you know, we were going to have our patient base, and it was going to be true family medicine where we knew everybody, they knew us, and it was real simple. But
it's kind of like a reverse Doc Hollywood, like you wanted to be in the small town with just the one doctor.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I found out that it wasn't really like that, and so for 12 years now, I've thought, you know, there's got to be a different way. And I stumbled across the DPC method. And, you know, DPC's been around forever. It's since the turn of the century. It was actually around before insurance even came out. When your grandparents and their parents would go see the primary care, they would walk in, they would pay a fee for a service, they would see the provider, and they would leave. No surprises, no hidden fees. And that's kind of where DPC is circling back to. We want to offer people a membership-based approach to come in and have no surprises. The fees are all discussed up front. We try to keep it affordable. That's one thing that kind of sets us apart from concierge medicine, because I always get that question a lot. Well, what's the difference in concierge and DPC? And a lot of it has to do with pricing. Your DPC is more of a true affordable membership-based plan, whereas concierge, a lot of those folks have insurance. They pay an extra, we'll call it a retainer for lack of better words, to have better access to their insurance-based providers. So like what Keith was saying earlier, you know, you wait for 2 weeks, a month to get in to see your primary care, and then you get 10 minutes with them. Nobody likes that. The provider doesn't like it. The patient doesn't like it. But that's just the way it is. Concierge came around to kind of fix that by allowing the patient to have more time and more access with there being an associated significant fee with that. DPC is a more affordable version of the same thing.
Right. I remember it because when I started doing the research on this, concierge were on my list, and I really liked the model because we were getting, okay, I remember one visit with my doctor. He goes, okay, and he would take like most of the time talking about baseball or something. And that was okay, but I would say, hey, well, can you check this too? He goes, oh, you gotta come back and make another appointment for me to check that. So that's how I got involved. It's like, well, there's something wrong here. But understanding the system, there's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of back office stuff they have to do, processing right. The claims and stuff like that. That costs money.
Very much.
You have to hire somebody to do that. You have to hire people to do that. So that became more expensive. So what did they do? They squeezed the doctor's times.
That's right.
You got to get more in here. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you do. You got to get more in here. And
in the direction you're going is how many times do you sit in front of the doctor and they have either their tablet or a little checklist and ask all the right questions. How's the meds doing? Okay, let's move on. And that's what your visit is. And I get excited. Man, my appointment's at 8. I'm sitting in the waiting room. And then I go to the back and it's 8:05, 8:10. And I'm like, wait a second. My doctor doesn't show up to 8:30. Mm-hmm. 8:35. I'm like, what?
Yep.
But I think what Adam's doing with Direct Primary Care Blackwater Health is the direction to go to really get more personalized with your physician and what they're going to do for you.
That's right. There's several of us in the area, the DPC method. We all are doing the same thing. We try to keep our patient volumes down. You had mentioned earlier a typical clinic, 1,500, 2,000 patient roster. For DPC, you're looking at anywhere from 2 to 600. 600 would be pretty extreme. So we keep our numbers way down so that we can give you more time. Nobody feels rushed, and it's just a better experience all around.
Yeah. The website for Blackwater Health is at blackwaterhealth.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, go online, check that out. Also, check out Varis HP for Varis Health Partners. They are my guests this morning, Dr. Adam Smith. And I've got Pam and Keith Giles in the studio. If you have any questions or comments, this is a call or text in show, 850-437-1620. We've talked about the DPC model on other shows. I've kind of been interested in this because it is a great alternative to just relying on your primary care doctor. The one thing I hate is they want you to get there 15 to 20 minutes early, and then you wait for 45 minutes, and then you see your doctor for about 7 minutes, and you're like, okay. So going back to school, let me ask you a question real quick if I can. What about children? Because everybody has kids. They've got to get them back to school. We've got shots and boosters and now vaccines, and if they want to play sports, they got to do all these physicals. Does Blackwater Health help with that?
Sure, yes. Okay. So I'll see down to ages 3. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not offering vaccines at this time.
Okay.
Of course, you can go to CVS, Minute Clinic. There's plenty of places you can go to and get those done. We're just not offering, but we do the sports physicals. Mm-hmm. For the members, if you are a member and you've been a member for 3 months, those physicals are actually included in my price. Mm. So you don't have to worry about that.
Wow.
Just give me a call.
Very nice. Blackwaterhealth.com. If you have any questions or comments, 850-437-1620.
So for the membership, what exactly do you get when you sign up with a direct primary
care? Great. Yeah, thanks. So in the initial membership, you have a membership fee. That covers, it's just a one-time fee. That helps me cover your registration and the cost of your initial labs. After that, you have basically unlimited access to me. You'll get my cell phone. You can call me whenever you need me. I guarantee that you'll be seen today or tomorrow. With that, I was able to get some very reduced prices for lab work and for radiology. You also, let's see here.
You get let you do lab work?
Yeah, we do lab work in-house. I actually will draw the lab on you there. We'll send those through the lab. We use LabCorp mostly, and they get us a result back, and I get you those answers.
Well, that's nice. So I don't have to go somewhere special, get my lab work, make sure the results go back to the physician, and then whatever.
Right.
What about x-rays?
Yeah, we have a local place that we use for x-rays, and they're just great discounted prices. You can go anywhere you want to. I'll let you go anywhere you want. I've just got some rates that are agreed upon and will save you a lot if you go through the local places that we choose to use.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about DPCs. They know the places to go. Yeah. That's going to be quality and at a reasonable cost. Mm-hmm. So that's an advantage there. And don't you stitch up people or somebody coming?
Oh, sure, sure. We do basically anything that you can think of at a primary care. We do sutures. We do pelvic exams. I will have some injections that you can get. One of the things that we're working towards is to have medications in-house so that if you come in and you have, let's just use strep throat as an example, I can give you the antibiotic right there on the spot. You don't have to go to the pharmacy.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it just saves you a whole lot of time and effort. And that's the point of DPC. We're looking at convenience and accessibility. And we feel like that's something that every American should have. And that's what we strive to do.
So, like Keith asked a question about stitches. So I know typically it's like, oh my gosh, get myself over to the urgent care. Okay. Or if you have to, urgent care not open anywhere because it's Sunday at 6 o'clock in the evening. So I have no choice but the ER. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock Sunday evening, I need stitches.
Yeah. If you're a member, give me a call.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
That could save a lot of time and money and hassle.
That's the idea.
Absolutely.
Definitely. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. I'm sure a lot of small business owners are wondering what's going on with this model because the cost of healthcare and the cost of covering your employees has to be astronomical. I can't even imagine. So how does that work out for small business owners?
It works great. We actually have a plan just for business owners. They can reach out to me, but they get a discount as well. And so when you're looking at employee retention is a big thing for everybody right now. It's hard to find people that you trust and that you can rely on. And when it comes down to it, you're looking at about 30 cents an hour is what it takes to provide DPC to your employee. With that, they get unlimited access to me, which is going to just pretty much guarantee that their sick call outs are lower. Their overall expenditures for healthcare are going to be lower. Things like DOT physicals, we offer those as well. So if you are one of these small businesses that you need DOT physicals and you have three or four guys, hey, those guys are due, I can come out to your office and I can do those DOT physicals for you right there to even make it more convenient for you.
Yeah, one of the things I like to share with small business, we like working with small businesses because their employees are not just a number. So I always tease them a little bit and say, you know what? If you pick up a DPC that's going to be your doctor for them, and they call in on Monday and say, yeah, I'm sick, you say, oh, well, I got your DPC. We'll see you right now. And they like that. We have a three-man financial firm that we do, and we load it up at DPC along with medical cost sharing. Has no health insurance. Guess what? Everything runs smooth. Mm. There's no middleman or anything involved here. Wow. And they get excellent care. They get excellent services. Brian and them are all hung.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you can kind of, how does that system work with the cost sharing and the DPC? How do you set that up?
This is old school. Like, we're going back to the old school. DPC is an old school way. Doctor knew you and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He calls up. He's like, he's not second guessing, looking over in charge and hoping somebody else is going to help him. The way it works for the way we layered it was having a DPC doctor and what we call medical cost sharing attached to it. And that's the old school way of things. Everything was like catastrophic way back in the 60s, 50s, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So anything bad that happened, it was covered under insurance with the employer. That's kind of this same method is the medical cost sharing. Everybody's putting in the money into this pool and taking care of each other if they need it for a catastrophic thing. Let's say cancer picks up.
Right.
So that's when that kicks in. And of course, it has what we call an initial uninsurable amount, which is kind of like a deductible. Once you meet that, they pick up everything, broken bones, things like that.
you hear about that on the radio sometimes, like Christian health ministries and like all these, you know, cost sharing things. So those are definitely starting to gain traction, right?
And they've been around for like 30 years.
Right. Yeah. So real quick, Pam and Keith, do you think that what Dr. Adam Smith and Blackwater Health and all of these DPC models are doing, do you think that's going to take some of the burden off of our already like stressed, maxed out healthcare system through the traditional methods?
That's a good question, a very good question, because, and Adam, this is probably more points toward you. My experience is that, and some of the studies I see, is a lot of primary care doctors are getting burned out.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we have a 2-3 month wait before you get anything.
Right.
And one of the things you find, too, is that, say you get sick, like Pam was saying earlier, your choices are an urgent care or an ER. So the ERs are just insanely overloaded. They're overworked. People are going in for coughs and sore throats and things that should absolutely be being handled by their primary care or by an urgent care. And that's where we fit in. If you have better access to your primary care, it reduces your need to go to the ER, which then frees them up to take care of the things that they really need to take care of. So, yes, I think it will absolutely help with the burden that's on healthcare right now.
Absolutely, and I would add to that as well. We have many people out there, and I know you're going to talk a little bit more about this, Keith, is they don't have any health coverage at all because they don't fit into the model for the marketplace where you can get tax credits, which means alternatively you have high premiums, okay, or you have businesses that can't afford to include a health care program for their employees. So it's a new way to look at getting everybody health care, and it's good coverage. I mean, you get personal care. I think you were going to talk a little bit more about how that all fits in with the marketplace.
Yeah, so there's different ways by you can add a DPC doctor to you. I've done it for numerous people that are on the exchange, and their premiums are really low, but their deductibles are like $8,000, you know, to start off. So they can't even use it till you meet the $8,000. Mm-hmm. Well, that to me is catastrophic care. So they would match, I would match them up with a direct primary care, and then they had most of their coverage. They didn't have to run that urgent care and all this other stuff, pay the extra money because they're already paying it. So that works good with that. It works good with employers that are not providing anything, because that's one way to attract them. And most of the time you talk to like the gentleman outside that I was talking to, the landscaper, he's like, he's more worried about his family. Direct primary care is the way to go. Mm-hmm. I said, start off with them. He's not using his plan.
Right.
Because it's just ridiculously high. Mm-hmm. And it has this high deductible. He says, I can't even use it.
Right.
And that's the problem we've been running into. Varis and all our agents, it's like, hey, they're looking for answers.
You know, when I was looking at my research before I started the clinic, one of the numbers that I found that just totally blew me away was that there are over 2.5 million Floridians that don't have insurance right now. Right. And that's not, you know, they have bad insurance they have no insurance. And that doesn't count all the ones that have the high deductible plans that, like what you were just describing, they have a $4,000 deductible. So they can't go see a primary care or anybody else until everything has fallen apart for them. And so, you know, that's DPC fits in great for those people that had the high deductible plan, for the people who don't have insurance. And I know there are even some out there. I was talking with a credentialing lady that she has insurance. She has good insurance, but she chooses to use DPC because she likes the accessibility. She likes to have that 24/7 access to her provider. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of different reasons why you might go the DPC route.
Yeah, so I'm on TRICARE, right? Mm-hmm. I kept it. I can't stand, like, okay, you can have to call back next week. Oh, well, mine might be dead by then. And, you know, some of those remarks are probably off guard.
That's why they're putting you off. They're like, man, don't let that guy come back in the office.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, one thing I noticed, I'm looking at who you know, your services and who you go ahead and allow membership for. And going back to, like, TRICARE and TRICARE for Life associate with before Medicare and after Medicare. But a lot of times, once you turn 65 and you go on that Medicare, okay, you can't, for cost sharing, mm-hmm. they kind of drop you and make you go to Medicare. But you can still see a DPC. You will take people 65 and older as well.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. The thing about that you have to be aware is that you can't use your Medicare for your DPC. It's all separate. We're not allowed to bill Medicare for any of your visits. You can still use your Medicare for labs and for radiology and when you have to go to the hospital and all that type of stuff. But as far as your actual DPC membership, you can't use your Medicare.
You might jack up my price if I get under you. I got a lot of problems, right, Pam?
Yeah.
Unlimited visits, though, man. I'm telling you.
There you go.
People are starting to text in. They want to know how they can sign up. What is the cost? You said it was a one-time fee and then a monthly after that, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's $35 is the one-time fee. Mm-hmm. And then most of the DPC clinics have based their models off of age ranges. Mm-hmm. You'll see if you go to my website, I did the same thing. I tried to stay in line with everybody else that's around us. So you have brackets of 19 to 44, 45 to 64, and 65 and up. And your mm-hmm. so your pricing will depend on your age. Yeah. And that seems to be what most places are doing.
Also, you have family plans, on-demand plans, lots of different options. What about women's health?
As far as general primary care goes, we can do, you know, your annual exams for women. Mm-hmm. Of course, we can do those in office. You know, as far as like OB and things like, if you get pregnant, obviously you're going to need to see somebody. Yeah. But as far as just general straightforward primary care, absolutely, mm-hmm. we can help you out.
Very nice. So how can people get signed up?
You can go to the website, give us a call, stop by and visit with me. I'm there all day, every day, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
What's that phone number?
It's going to be 564-8111.
Well, that's easy to remember. 564-8111 for Blackwater Health. Go to blackwaterhealth.com and also varishp.com. I've got Dr. Adam Smith in the studio. Thank you, Pam and Keith, for bringing him in. You guys always have the best guests and lots of great information. So coming away from this, I just think, you know, a lot of people are going to start going to this. They're going to start having that catastrophe plan just in case, you know, everything goes wrong and they've got a major emergency, and then that's when they can worry about the deductible. But when it comes to just everyday sniffles and sneezes and sinuses and things like that, you know, this DPC model is really where it's at.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
We love it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Very affordable.
Just if you're a business owner and you're very busy and mm-hmm. you have your DPC doctor, here's a warning to you. Sometimes you may have to shut them down and tell them you got to get out of there. The last one I had was he kept dragging on for an hour and a half trying to straighten me out. I was like, look, now you're on my time. I got to get out of here.
But besides, you need more than an hour and a half for Keith.
Yeah. Right. But that's a beautiful thing about it. And I just loved it. I just clap my hands when I see people join up on it because they're going to get healthy.
Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, you know, somebody was talking to me the other day. They had to get their kids out of bed, had to get everybody in the car because one of their kids was sick, and they had to take them all to the doctor all at the same time. And going and trying to get all that, you know, going to an ER or an urgent care, it can be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. So having this DPC model, having your family signed up, it's very affordable. I highly recommend this. I think this is the way of the future. I think everybody should do this. So
thank you.
Go to blackwaterhealth.com. Any closing thoughts, Keith?
No, I just remember you can do a lot with them. So, and if you mix it up with a catastrophic plan, you probably are the best.
It's a good setup for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It might encourage you actually to do checkups more regularly. You know, because you're not dreading it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Preventative care. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. We all need that. All right. BlackwaterHealth.com. Go and check out their personal memberships there. Very affordable, $35 membership fee. And then check out the monthlies after that. Dr. Adam Smith, Keith, and Pam Giles, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
See you all later.